The successful escape was not only humiliating for McClellan. Johnston's retreat made the Urbana plan a dead letter. Now back behind the Rappahannock, Johnston was within easy railroad distance of Richmond. Moreover, on the morning of March 9th, Washington received the shocking news that the ironclad CSS Virginia had successfully attacked four Union ships the day before. McClellan worried that the Virginia might break out of Hampton Roads and assault the Union landing force on the Rappahannock, stranding his army in enemy territory. McClellan assumed that Johnston had moved back because the Union's Urbana plan had been leaked to him. It hadn't. Johnston feared Lincoln's plan. Neither he nor Davis knew ahead of time about the Urbana option. If the plan had leaked, McClellan feared the Confederates would rush east and ambush his force before he could establish a beachhead at Urbana. To launch his attack on Richmond, McClellan now needed a safer base on the lower Virginia Peninsula. A bone-shaped body of land protruding out to Hampton Roads and the Chesapeake Bay between the York and James Rivers. He found it farther south of Urbana at what had always been his fallback position, Fort Monroe. An enormous hexagonal stonework at the southern tip of the peninsula in Hampton Roads, bristling with heavy guns, which the Federals still occupied and which was 75 miles southeast of Richmond. By having the Union Navy transport his large army aboard an armada of ships from Washington down the Potomac River and Chesapeake Bay to Fort Monroe, McClellan would avoid the latticework of rivers, dense forests, and rebel defenses crisscrossing the 100-mile land path from Washington to Richmond, which could bog down and chew up an invading army. And when the Union ironclad Monitor held its own in a clash with the Virginia in Hampton Roads on March 9th, McClellan knew he could bring his sea transport safely to Fort Monroe to continue his campaign. On March 13th, Stanton delivered to McClellan Lincoln's approval of the new Peninsula campaign, conditioned once more on Washington remaining secure and McClellan moving immediately. The young Napoleon promised to leave 55,456 soldiers to protect the capital and started to move on March 17th, one day ahead of Lincoln's deadline. But he left incensed over a slight from his president. Believing McClellan's plate was too full on the eve of a critical campaign, Lincoln stripped him of his general-in-chief position. From now, the president and his war secretary would take on that job.